I'll try the summer ale.
Aaron Young is the head brewer at J.T. Walker's Brewery in Mahomet. Young says the craft beer culture has grown in Champaign, rivaling even the biggest markets in the country.
You can go to bigger cities. You can even go to like a place known for it, like a Denver, and they have a lot of craft beer bars. But I think Champaign is on scale. And if you go to other towns around Illinois, Indiana, it's nothing compared to what Champaign has to offer. It's just taken off.
And there's a reason for that. At the Blind Pig Brewery in Champaign, Bill Morgan is the brewmaster. And for full disclosure, I also work part-time at the Blind Pig. Morgan says Champaign's secret ingredient flows from the ground up.
I think the beer that we make here in Champaign has a certain flavor that makes it better than a lot of craft beer from elsewhere. And I think that's directly due to the quality of the water that we get out of the Mahomet Aquifer.
Another ingredient? Champaign's farm-to-glass approach.
Notice over there, which I've grown really well this year in the Cascades, here as well. I just did a beer, Replicale, and I used these and some lemon thyme that we grow.
Aaron Young and Anna Schweig own Big Thorn Farm in Georgetown, Illinois. They started the farm 4 years ago while Aaron was a home brewer. Now, they supply fresh fruits and herbs to breweries like The Blind Pig and J.T. Walker's.
Our whole goal was to just have so much stuff, so many things happening, that it would inspire creativity. So we did the blackberries, raspberries, gooseberries, rhubarb, all these things that we thought, man, if we had pounds and pounds and pounds of these things, we could just make delicious beer.
But as their farm continues to grow, so does Champaign's craft beer economy. Craig Rost is the executive director of the Champaign County Economic Development Corporation. He says the economic effect of craft brewing is felt far beyond the industry.
There's an expectation that higher quality beverages will be available, and people have risen to the occasion. They pay two or three times what they would pay for run-of-the-mill large production beers. So that craft beers work really well here as part of the economy.
The final ingredient in Champaign's craft beer culture? The people.
I go in to see Bill at Blind Pig or Anthony at Triptych, and they show me what they're doing, and then I go, oh, I gotta get going. Like, this is cool.
That is quite the norm in the craft beer world. We all have each other's back and make sure that nobody gets in a bit of trouble. So I look forward to what we'll see in the future.
I'm Tiffany Jolly, Illinois Public Media.